Well, the Oversight Committee has, House Oversight Committee has now released video of the closed-door depositions of former President Bill and Secretary Hillary Clinton that occurred last week as part of the panel's investigation into the monstrous Jeffrey Epstein. Although former President Bill Clinton has more documented ties to Epstein, it was Hillary Clinton's deposition that grew more heated as she frequently clashed with Republicans. She was not happy. She didn't want to be there. She didn't know why she was there. And she's never been shy under those circumstances. What's it all mean? Where's it all go? Let's talk to Jason Rowe. He's the principal of Rowe Strategic. And he knows a thing or two about these kinds of situations. And he's going to share his knowledge with us right now. Jason, always a pleasure to have you here.
Good afternoon, Paul W.
I get a kick out of one of the newspaper stories that said under a headline, Hillary Clinton did not want to be there. Who in their right mind would want to be there?
Yeah, it was pretty obvious that she was a political prop, and she knew she was being used for the optics, not for anything substantive. I will say, though, as close as the ties that former President Clinton maintained with Epstein, that she never had an opportunity to meet him. She apparently had a relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, his pimp, but not with him. But, you know, he was a big booster of the Clinton Global Initiative, which both the president and the former Secretary of State worked together closely on. So I am surprised that she didn't know him, but I don't think there was any there for House Republicans.
And they seem to take pleasure, especially Representative Nancy Mace, the Republican of South Carolina, who took a lead role in questioning Mrs. Clinton, pressing her repeatedly about her quote-unquote feelings about images from the Epstein files in which Mr. Clinton, President Clinton, appears with young women. I mean, imagine asking any wife this question, which, by the way, has no, I can't think of any pertinent reason for this, but, quote, when you saw your husband in these photos with young women being massaged, what went through your mind? What a question to ask. And I'm glad that Hillary Rodham Clinton is no pushover, and she said, wait, what are you, I'm not here to speculate about situations where I wasn't even present.
Yeah, the unfortunate part of these hearings is two of the least serious Republican members of Congress, Nancy Mace and Lauren Boebert, sit on the committee that did those interviews. And both of them created political theater for their social media profiles, not to get to any pertinent facts. Nancy Mace is running for governor in South Carolina. Her campaign is flailing, so I think she's trying to grab on to anything that will get her clicks and help her raise her profile in this race. And I don't, listen, Hillary Clinton's been put through a lot. I mean, my political mentor was one of the three managers of the Clinton impeachment, so I'm as exposed to, you know, the Clinton scandals of the 90s and what Hillary Clinton got dragged through as anybody. But this was for the political theater, for the committee members, not for anything that was going to get to any answers that we do deserve on President Clinton's relationship with Epstein.
I'll use this because the alliteration is just too delicious. I'll say Bimbo Boebert, only because, I mean, I don't know if she's a bimbo or not, but it just works. Bimbo Boebert.
Rhymes with bimbo.
It does. It works very well. But the fact of the matter is, she did release photographs after everybody involved agreed there'd be no photographs released. What? And she did it twice.
During the deposition. I mean, while this is going out, she's putting this stuff out on social media, which, you know, Secretary Clinton stormed out and then was done. She got talked back in by her attorney about 30 minutes later after the committee members agreed that would cease. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate that for certain members, and Mace and Boebert are at the very top of that list, they're there for the clicks, not for anything useful.
That is, I'm so glad that you point this out because I did not know that. And this just upsets me even more. I mean, what are they doing in Congress? I mean, we already know there are plenty of Democrats who shouldn't be there, but there are obviously some Republicans that shouldn't be there.
Well, and I get frustrated that we don't police our own when we should be. I think that Mason Boebert's behavior over the years has been so bad that people are willing to call them out publicly. And Boebert's calmed down a bit, but May seems to get more erratic, not less.
President Clinton stayed, I think, had a much calmer demeanor. He's had maybe more experience here. Plus, he knew he was facing...
In depositions about sexually inappropriate relationships? No.
Okay. All right. He has had more experience, but she's been around for all of that. Back when he was governor, I mean, he just has not been able to control himself. I think age is all that's controlling him now. And maybe that's why we're not seeing any more trouble. I don't know. But he defended Hillary during his testimony, stating that she had nothing to do with Epstein and that she did nothing illegal and he did nothing illegal during his friendship with Epstein. Now, since on social media, which is completely unreliable, there was a picture of the former First Lady Secretary Clinton with President Bill Clinton with Epstein. But you don't know if it's real. There's no way to know if that was a real photograph, unfortunately. Man,
or
we are in trouble.
In a receiving line and something glancing. You know, the one thing with Clinton, those of us old enough to remember him perjuring himself on camera during a deposition, you know, it's hard to believe Bill Clinton, but it's hard to believe the relationship that he had with Epstein, that nothing but inappropriate happened. We know this president's preferences better than we've known any in our lifetimes.
Yeah, he has not been able to control those urges, and I'm far worse than any of us will ever know. It was whispered about by his staff when he was governor, and they thought he would stop doing it once he became president, and he didn't. And that's sad and unfortunate. And it is a little difficult to believe that he wouldn't avail himself to such a sick, sad smorgasbord as presented by that monster, Epstein. Appreciate your help, Jason Rowe, principal of Rowe Strategic. We thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Love you. Have a great day.
Rowe Strategic, Jason Rowe, principal here at 1243.